advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, live on the road again, La Crosse, Wisconsin, broadcasting from Buzzard Billy's, a fine saloon here on Pearl Street, 222 Pearl Street. If you're going to the convention, come on down and join us. I'll buy you a beer, but only one. And I'm using your debit card, Dom. I want to thank our most recent guest. He's a fine one, Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler. Great that Ben joined me here at Buzzard Billy's. And I got a good friend here now. He is Pat Kreitlow. He is a journalist turned politician turned journalist turned friend of the Devils. Welcome, Pat, to Buzzard Billy's, man.
You didn't tell me I had to follow Ben Wickler. I mean, come on. The man's a pro. I apologize to everybody in advance. You already got the A-team here, but I will do my best to try.
Well, we had the A-team, and then we brought on Ben and you, Pat. You know, buddy, I've been enjoying myself for these last couple of days, taking a little stroll down Glory Memory Lane here.
Isn't it hazy? It's a hazy memory lane.
Most of it hasn't changed much. I mean, I drove by the old house where Dom and I lived. I think it's the same sighting they had on it,
it looks like
30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I have a house like that on Water Street in Eau Claire from when I went to UW-Eau Claire that I lived in over the summer. One of the houses nearby that's long since been torn down, but it was an old house, actually had a city sewer with a manhole in the kitchen. It had been built over a city sewer manhole. You didn't want to be in there. You didn't want to be there after hours. Very cheap rent there. But I remember the old college housing, and I'm sure we're not more than a stone's throw away from some similar places here.
Now, Pat, you're a Chippewa Falls guy. You live up in the 3rd CD, and we're in...
Well, let's remember, I'm in the 7th. The city of Chippewa Falls is in the 3rd. And for those folks that haven't heard me tell it the first 100 times, the reason why the 7th now is all jagged through Chippewa County and now goes up to Stevens Point is because of me. Because back in 2011, they needed to protect Sean Duffy from the guy from Chippewa Falls who had just declared he was going to run against him. And as a result, I would have beat the pants off him in the old 7th CD. But once they did all that gerrymandering, well, the rest is history. So that's why I'm still in the 7th up on beautiful Lake Wissota.
You could have been a contender.
Could have been
a
could have, should have. Yep.
Pat Kreitlow, my fine guest here at Buzzard Billy's. Pat, obviously, as a journalist, and you head up the Up North News, big breaking news. I don't know that it gets much bigger than the overturning of 50 years of, what, human rights. I mean, this is a human right being removed. It abortive rights have been right since I was 2 years old. Mm-hmm. My entire lifetime, and now it's not.
Right, and it's that sense of complacency that probably finally got jolted out of some people. A lot of folks in Wisconsin already had learned that lesson, though. Cough, Act 10, you know, where it's like, wait, you're taking away rights, which is, you know, what they did with Act 10 all those years ago. And you had all these people saying, oh, that could never happen, Roe v. Wade. It's just a talking point. Well, sadly, this is one of the world's biggest I told you so's, you know, especially for folks that couldn't be bothered to vote in 2016 or in 2000, which, you know, gave us a couple of the justices, or even 1992 when George H.W. Bush seemed like, you know, the kind of candidate you could have a beer with. Well, that's what got us Clarence Thomas. So, I mean, if today's history-making move doesn't show that every election matters, and it's more than a popularity contest. I mean, this is it. This is the example of why you've got to show up, why you've got to vote.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Pat Kreitlow, host of the Up North podcast, one of the hosts, and most importantly, he's the head of the Up North News, and he's a friend of the Devils. That's an important notion as well. Pat, I teased Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair. Is this the rocket fuel that the Democratic Party needs? I mean, just a couple of days ago, we saw polling from Marquette University. The engagement level of the Dems is not close to matching the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Well, is this rocket fuel for the Dems?
Well, I think Honestly, I think it is for both parties. I mean, you already see Republicans. In fact, as I drove down here and I was listening on the Devil Radio app, and as I was driving through some of the smaller towns, a couple of people had already put up like handmade lawn signs in their lawn celebrating today's decision. There's a lot of rocket fuel on both sides, and it really is just going to help everybody underscore that this all comes down to who shows up. And not just in November. I mean, you've got primary candidates in August. But I think more importantly, and I don't know if you've talked about this angle of it yet, everybody better circle next April on their calendar, because hardline conservative justice Pat Rogensack is retiring from the state Supreme Court. There are two progressives and probably one conservative already in the race. And the state Supreme Court is a 4-3 conservative. And depending on how that vote turns out next April, conceivably, progressives could take control of the state Supreme Court and, you know, prevent more of this backsliding, knowing full well that if Governor Evers is defeated, or if Republicans get a veto-proof majority, they are going to push through even harsher restrictions than what this decision gives us.
Pat, before I let Dom in, I got to ask you one more. The legislative majorities are baked in the cake through the gerrymandering process here in the state of Wisconsin. When we talk about Roe v. Wade, well, they talk about codifying it, legislatively, basically making it a law. Well, right now, the law is the 1849 law. As of today, abortion's illegal in the state of Wisconsin, and there is no state-level legislative remedy because of the position of the Republicans. Mm-hmm. So the only way, Pat, women get back this right is if we win a legislative majority, or at least preserve the legislative majority, perhaps plus two in the U.S. Senate.
Correct. And, you know, I remember I saw earlier today some online traffic saying, hey, how come when Democrats had control of the legislature in like, you know, 2009, 2010, why didn't they codify Roe? And the fact of the matter is they could have. But as I just mentioned with Act 10, look what would have happened in 2011, first thing they would have done before or after Act 10 would have been to tear out the codification and put in, you know, an abortion ban when they had Scott Walker as governor. So, again, I don't think this is going to be settled. I mean, we had settled law, quote unquote, for almost 50 years.
But you're saying if the state legislature had codified it, mm-hmm. am I hearing you right?
Yes.
Scott Walker would have removed it, but that's not the position he took. He played that.
Wait, are you saying he would have? I'm saying he would have done something. Hello, right to work. I'm going to serve out
a
full term.
Well, sure. I mean, and it's a tough choice between a woman and her doctor, I think, is the way he played it in 14 when he was going up against Mary Burke.
Yeah.
Of course, we know he would have lied. But at least if he'd have done that drastic of an act, it would have shown his true colors, and perhaps he would have been ex-Governor Wanker sooner.
Well, perhaps. But again, this is somebody who did not at all in the 2010 campaign talk about removing public sector union rights. And then he went ahead and did it. In 2014, he said, oh, right to work is not a priority for me at all. And he signed it, you know, 2 minutes after the legislature passed it. So they have tried to say the right things to placate a certain part of, you know, the electorate. But after today, they can't hide that anymore. These are the folks that, you know, like it or not, can be fairly described as being, you know, more pro-rapist than they are pro-woman. They've already proven they're more pro-school shooters than they are pro the lives of school students. And it is that harsh, and it is that stark, and a lot of them are frankly going to have to embrace that, your Marjorie Taylor Greens and whatnot, because they're gerrymandered. They don't care. They've got nothing to lose anyway. The veneer is off.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News joining Crudy at the Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Pat, always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
My
reflection on this when Justice Mr. Ginny Thomas wrote in his piece that he wanted to go after Obergefell and Lawrence and Griswold. And essentially,
and you notice he didn't say loving? He didn't say loving.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Loving v. Virginia, which made the banning of interracial marriage illegal. You can't do it. Of course, he is in an interracial marriage.
And, well, by interracial, do you mean that he's married to a traitor?
Or is this a seditionist?
Oh, wait, this is probably... A seditionist? Something like that? Okay.
I don't know. If you're sleeping with a Nazi, unless you're a spy, you might be a Nazi. So, but anyway, Mr. Ginny Thomas going after those and starkly avoiding loving Virginia. But should this be framed as the Republicans do not believe that we as American citizens have the constitutional right to privacy? Because that is essentially what all these things are related to, Pat. Is that the framing you think might be a little more, I don't know, effective for, you know, Republicans and independents?
Yes, because when Roe was decided, and then you have to go back before that, what really helped decide it prior to that was the Griswold decision, Griswold v. Connecticut, which allowed for legal contraception use between married people and then later on single people. That was the first case where the court found an implied right to privacy in the Constitution. So, no, it's never been stated. You didn't think it had to be. That was an era, the late 60s, when we were, as a nation, expanding rights. The Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act. We were looking for the right to have clean air and clean water. It was kind of the big bang where rights were expanding, and now we're in the big crunch where we're pulling back rights like that. And so, yes, until you either codify things or explicitly say things like there is a right to privacy, they're going to hide behind this originalist language, which, again, they only do that when it suits them.
Well, I just don't understand it. If you don't like gay marriage, don't enter into a gay marriage. If you don't like sodomy, don't engage in sodomy. If you don't want to use contraceptives, don't do so. What is it about, you know, these people pushing their will upon us, Pat? And I've talked to this with Crudy. But what's the basis? It's religion. It's religious extremists, Pat. That is their basis. Mm-hmm. That is why they do this. Jesus wants to save the babies. That's their position. And as the atheist, I don't find that any different than any other extremist, Islamic extremist position that would want to dictate to individuals how they live their lives based on someone else's religious belief, Pat. And I don't think if we're going to be very harsh about it, and I think we need to be, we also need to be very honest about it, and I think the basis is in the mythology. Pat, what do you think?
I think that anytime you talk about religious extremism, what you're really getting at is control. I'm the authority, and you're going to do what I want, whether it's because I feel, you know, ordained by God or simply drunk on power. Whatever it is, it's about control. And in this case, it's about control over anybody's body that I want. You know, and I've seen women posting, online and otherwise that, you know, that this is all about access, not just control over their bodies, but now access to their bodies. And again, whether it's through a sense of religion or a sense of power, it is about control. And the only way that you get rid of that is to explicitly fight for those rights that, even if you took them for granted in the past, because we had the privilege, you know, of that kind of freedom or that kind of, precedence in the Supreme Court, you've got to fight for them now. You got to fight for them. You got to vote that way in every election going forward.
Folks, you're listening to The Devils, Advocates Radio Show, live from God's country up here at Buzzard Billy's Saloon, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Pearl Street. Got a good friend of ours. He is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Fine journalist turned
political journalist, and you can find him now at upnorthnewswi.com and sign up for the daily newsletter over there. And then the Up North podcast is on this fine station.
Yeah, we play commentary
Wednesday nights.
Well, we play commentary of yours every day as well at 5:30.
Every day you let me play Paul Harvey for a little bit.
It's kind of cool.
And commentary.
Well,
I love it.
You know, I gotta tell you, Pat, Dom and I's first 3-hour show from a convention was in 2014.
Right.
And we had Mike Tate, the Democratic Party chair, at the table when the Barb Crabb ruling came down, expanding rights, at least effectively, opened a window for same-sex marriage to happen. The U.S. Supreme Court followed suit shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the greatest days I can recall in politics. Mm-hmm. And this seems, as the Dems head into their convention weekend, this seems like, you know, a 180 of that, the contraction of the rights, Pat. And, I hope Ben Wickler, I hope the Dems, I hope they're up, because this is war, man.
Oh, yeah, it is. And then after what we learned yesterday about what Trump was trying to do to weaponize the Department of Justice, these have been two very historic, very dark days for American democracy.
And we still got the Saturday special coverage, so... You know, we ain't even close to being done yet. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Pat Kreitlow ain't a grievance. Come back with us. More Devils live from Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse. Our pal Pat Kreitlow as well.
So a good judge will consider it as precedent of the United States Supreme Court, worthy as treatment of precedent like any other.